I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show.
StayAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively. With that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. Now, that's DreAllDay.com/audible. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. Congrats on your decision to tune into the show where you learn the discipline of showing up day after day to do the work, the confidence of putting yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness of continuing to be disciplined and confident. Showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there boldly, even when the success you thought you would get from being disciplined and confident didn't happen. On top of all that, we throw a huge dose of personal initiative for you to go make it happen instead of waiting for it to happen. Putting all this together, you get the mindset and the podcast called Work on Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome today to the show. Pat yourself on the back if your arms are long enough. Today's topic is if everybody's doing it, that's probably your best reason not to do it. If everyone's doing it, that's probably your best reason not to do it. I've had many people come to me over the years, being that I built my brand on the internet and I made myself very accessible. I reply to emails and snaps and direct messages and comments on YouTube and see people in the mall when I'm out in Miami or wherever I happen to be. And every once in a while, someone comes to me and says, Dre, well, I was wondering if you were going to do this thing or if you were going to do that thing. And often they offer supporting evidence for why they were asking the question. And almost every time the supporting evidence is, well, a bunch of other people who fill in the blank fit some description that's similar to me. A bunch of other people who are known on Snapchat or people who make YouTube videos or people who talk about basketball or people who have podcasts are doing this thing. Why? Now, I was wondering if you're going to do that thing or if you're already doing this thing or why aren't you doing this thing? Sometimes people make these suggestions to me. The thing to me is, and I tell people this often when they come to me with these suggestions, I say, listen, the fact that everybody else is doing it is not a good reason for me to do it. That's actually a good reason for me not to do it. Now, I'm not saying that every single thing in life, you're going to be this contrarian who's just going to go against the grain with everything. Sometimes everybody's doing something and there's a good reason why they're doing it. I mean, if it's 20 degrees and snowing where you are and everybody's wearing a coat and hat and gloves, that doesn't mean you come outside in a tank top and shorts just because, hey, everybody's got on a coat, I'm gonna do the exact opposite. There are times where it makes sense to do what everybody else is doing, but there are other times, and what I'm talking about here today are those times when we're talking about being creative, we're talking about standing out, we're talking about you making an impact that nobody else can make, or you putting yourself out there in a way that nobody else can, because nobody else can be you. Even if they copy what you do, they can't do it in your style. They can't do it in your way. That's what we're talking about here today. Making yourself stand out, being unique, being who you truly are, which cannot be replicated, which you cannot get from replicating another person, which you cannot figure out what to do next by looking at other people. That's what we're talking about here today. Just because everybody else is doing it, that's a pretty good reason for you not to do it, because you are you and everybody else is everybody else. Point number one. Understand that what everybody is doing, where you see quote unquote everybody, I mean, everybody's not always everybody. Everybody is whoever the person saying everybody can see. Okay, I can see 20 people here. Oh, you ever show up in a place and you expect there to be 50 people in the room, but there are only 12 people in the room. You say, well, nobody is here. Well, there's not technically nobody. I mean, it's 12 people in the room. It's not nobody. Nobody would be, you wouldn't even be in the room. You're there. That's one person, right? When somebody says everybody, what they're referring to is most of the people that they know of, or most of the people that they can see, or it may not even be that. It may just be that they're saying, in their effort to persuade you, they tell you everybody's doing something because they want you to feel like you're missing out. I'm here to tell you that sometimes it's okay to miss out, because what everyone is doing, where everyone is at, the same thing that everyone is believing, everywhere with everyone doing what everybody else is doing, is usually, I won't even say usually, but sometimes we'll say, where the average are hanging out. See, what everyone's doing and where everybody is at is the crowd. Okay, is the consensus, is the place that the majority of people have agreed upon, this is a good thing to do, this is a good place to be, this is a good way to think, this is a good position to take. Usually when you're looking at yourself or looking at a situation and you see the crowd there, that's usually the wrong thing. I don't know who it was that actually made the statement, but they said, whenever you find yourself, maybe it was Mark Twain. He said, whenever I find myself amongst the crowd, or I find myself agreeing with what everybody else is saying, or I find myself doing what everybody else is doing, I know that I need to do something different. I know that I need to make a change. I know that I'm not in the right place when I find myself going along with everybody else. What everybody else is doing is usually where the average hang out, because that's where the crowd is. Average don't stand out. It goes against the very definition of average, means blending in, being amongst the group, doing what's acceptable, not doing anything that's going to draw attention to yourself, like being yourself. Being yourself will draw attention to you because no one else can get it from anywhere else. So if you find yourself amongst the crowd or find yourself doing what everybody else is doing, you're hanging around the average. And we all know the saying about you becoming the average out of five people you spend the most time with. There's a reason why they call it the average. Point number two, understand that being outstanding means what? Outstanding is a compound word. It means you stand out. You are noticed because you are the only one doing what you're doing. You're standing out because there is no one else who can replicate whatever it is you're presenting or representing or thinking or saying or doing. You are noticed because of that. You're the only one there and there is no competition. And it's not necessarily that you're the only one there. You don't always have to be the only one doing something in order for you to stand out. You don't always have to have no competition whatsoever in order for you to stand out. All you need is to have something about you that commands attention. You don't have to have no competition. I mean, Michael Jordan didn't have no competition. There were teams that were trying to beat him, and there were sometimes he lost games, but he had something about him. He had something about his presentation, something about the way he did his thing that made him stand out. I mean, Drake doesn't have zero competition. I mean, there are other rappers out there. There are other musicians. There are other people who put out music and go on tour and are competing against him for the ears and attention of the exact same fans. But there's something about him, something about the way he presents himself that gets a certain amount of people to pay more attention to Drake than they pay attention to anybody else. So outstanding does not necessarily mean you're the only one doing it or there's no one else competing against you, but there's something about you that commands people's attention. You can be doing something that's similar to what other people are doing. I mean, if you're going to be a basketball player, you can't be the only basketball player in the world, because then basketball wouldn't be basketball. It's a 5-on-5 game. You need at least 9 other people for you to do your thing, for you to show out and do your thing. You need at least 9 other people doing the same thing you're doing, which is playing basketball. You just have to do it different in some distinct way that stands out from everybody else, some way that can't be replicated. And again, the simplest, most basic, and most guaranteed way to do something or have something that cannot be replicated that makes you stand out from everybody else is to be you. Everything else can be replicated. You can come up with a great idea, a novel idea that no one's ever thought of or done before. As soon as you start executing on it and getting results from it, what's going to happen is you're going to have a bunch of other people doing it, and more and more and more and more, then everybody's going to be doing it before you know it. I put my first YouTube video up 2006. Nobody else was doing it. But when it seemed like a good idea, more people came. By 2009, there were more. By 2012, there were more. But now everybody's got it. It's easier to count the people who don't have it. So when you first start out doing something, You may be the only one, but you won't stay the only one if you're getting any type of result from it. But being yourself, you can never be replicated. You can never be copied. No one can ever actually compete with you at. Point number three, today's topic again is if everybody's doing it, that's your best reason not to do it. You cannot stand out and blend in at the same time. You got to decide which one you want to do. Standing out and blending in, which one are you going to do? Are there times where it makes sense to blend in? Absolutely. Are there times it makes sense to stand out? I can't even say that it makes sense, but are there times for the people who listen to the Work On Your Game podcast to stand out? Absolutely. But you can't do both at the same time. You got to decide which. Listen, blending in is easier for all of us. It's easy to blend in. All right, it doesn't take a lot of effort to blend in. We can hide amongst the crowd. So even when we're not doing our best or putting ourselves all the way out there or being as disciplined or as confident or as mentally tough or taking as much initiative as we need to, it won't be noticed. It won't be as obvious to people because we're amongst the crowd. We're blending in with what everybody else is doing. It's easy to blend in. It's comfortable to blend in. It's familiar to blend in. If you're used to blending in, it's a familiar situation. But you got to decide what's more important to you and your future, blending in or standing out. For you to get to where you got to go, what is it going to require more of? Is it going to require more of you blending in, not drawing any attention to yourself, not doing anything that makes you stand out from everybody else, not being outstanding, not breaking the mold and doing something new? Is that what is required for you to get to where you want to get to? Or does it require you standing out? Does it require you representing something that nobody else can get from anywhere else and that no one else can replicate? Does it require you putting yourself out there in a way that people say, wow, that is inspiring me to put myself out there? Was that one required, or is it required that you fall back and be like the average? I can't answer that question, but you can with your actions. Let's recap today's topic. If everyone's doing it, that's your best reason not to do it. Point number one, what everybody else is doing is usually where the average people are hanging out. That's where they get the blend in. They're amongst the crowd. They definitely don't stand out. Nobody's ever going to notice them, and that's where they're comfortable being. Do you want to be that person or do you not? Number two, the word outstanding means you are standing out. It does not necessarily mean that you're the only one doing what you do or that no one is competing against you to be better than you or have better stats than you or make more money than you. Outstanding means there is something about you that commands people's attention, even when there are 1,000 other people doing, quote unquote, the same thing as you. Something about you that makes you stand out, that commands attention and keeps people's attention. You can be doing something similar to what other people are doing. I mean, there's not one podcast in the world. There's not one computer company out there. There's not one football player or one tennis player, or one basketball player, or one rapper. There are a whole lot of people doing all those things, but there are a few who stand out. There are a few who are outstanding. There's something about them that separates them from everybody else. Something that makes them different in some way, shape, or form. That's the same thing you need. And number three, you cannot be outstanding and average at the exact same time. Which one do you want to be? Do you want to blend in and be like everybody else, or do you want to be outstanding? Separate yourself through your actions, through your energy from everybody else in a way that everybody has to pay attention. Everybody has to look. Everybody has to know who you are because you are leveraging the one thing that is guaranteed to make you stand out from everybody, no matter what happens in this world, is being yourself. That is, unless, of course, we get artificial intelligence and we start cloning ourselves, and then that doesn't even matter. Then I have to come up with a new episode, but I'll got you. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.